Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local on KNX 1070 News Radio.
This is Southern California's only 24-hour local news and traffic station, KNX 1070 News Radio. Good morning, I'm Chris Seedens. Top local story now, leaders from Los Angeles County and the Asian American Pacific Islander communities are speaking up in a stand against the racial backlash regarding the coronavirus. KNX 1070's Margaret Cuero live for us now in downtown L.A.
Given the current climate of fear that is swirling around the virus, which continues to spread in China, local leaders came together today out here in Grand Park. They want to get ahead of things against any potential additional acts of hatred or violence. They pointed to a teenager in the San Gabriel Valley who was bullied and physically attacked at a middle school because he was of Asian descent, presumed to be a carrier of the coronavirus. Those who spoke out today say they want to get the record straight that the coronavirus is not spreading in the United States like it is in China. They emphasize there is still just one confirmed case here in Los Angeles County that is not a resident, that is someone who lived in Wuhan, China. That person is being monitored. They said, we have more risk right now from the seasonal flu than we do from the coronavirus. They also urged anyone who may have been a victim or becomes a victim of a hate crime or any sort of hate incident to report it. Reporting live in downtown L.A., Margaret Cuero, KNX 1070 News Radio.
And continuing our in-depth team coverage, the coronavirus is in part being blamed for a drop in cargo traffic at the port of Long Beach. Newly released data for January shows that imports were over 4% lower than the same time period last year. Exports dropped nearly 7.5%. A port spokesman tells the Long Beach Press-Telegram the slump is due to concerns about the virus and the lingering effects of the trade dispute with China. Tug of war happening over when the college admissions cheating scandal will finally go to trial.
Prosecutors have said that it should all start up this fall in October, but now lawyers defending Lori Loughlin, her husband, and some of the other parents say they want to push any trial into next year at the earliest. A lawyer for Loughlin and her husband basically say there's too much to do and go through, and a trial this fall is unreasonable. Prosecutors have given the defense close to 2 million documents and hundreds of hours of video and audio. A hearing in the case is coming up in 2 weeks. Vicki Moore, KNX 1070 News Radio.
DMV officials are teaming up with the feds and LAX representatives to encourage travelers to get their new Real ID driver's license as soon as possible. If you don't have it by October 1st, good luck getting on a plane under certain conditions. KNX 1070's John Baird live near the airport with more.
The last thing you want to do is run to the DMV along with millions of other people frantic to get the Real ID in time. David Kim is the secretary of California's transportation agency.
Now, we all know it is human nature to procrastinate and to put things off until the very last possible moment. But I'm here to say that this is one instance where you will not want to wait.
You will need a compliant Real ID like a driver's license by October 1st, or you can use your passport. But LAX officials say most people going to the airport here, about 71% of them, are taking domestic trips. So if you don't have that new ID card, good luck on your trip. Keith Jeffries is with TSA.
When federal enforcement of Real ID begins, travelers will not be granted access, and you will not be allowed to board your flight unless you have acceptable identification.
So once again, if you think you can procrastinate and put off that visit to the DMV to, say, late in September, and then get the Real ID, get real. Reporting live at LAX, John Baird, KNX 1070.
Drought conditions returning to parts of California. The feds say that the Central Valley is now classified as being in a moderate drought after weeks of dry weather. But federal expert Richard Tinker tells KNX, Southern California is ways off from any drought declaration at this point, although much of the area is abnormally dry.
We don't consider that a drought, but it could be a precursor if things continue the way they are. We've been looking at precipitation totals right along the immediate coast, along the Los Angeles, Ventura, and those counties there, you've been not too bad, but you don't have to go far inland before you hit places that have gotten less than half of normal over the past 6 months.
He says a wet November and December has filled up reservoirs, and there should be no immediate problem with water supply again here in Southern California. Mountain lions in parts of Southern California and elsewhere across the state could soon be protected. The state Fish and Wildlife Department is recommending 6 populations be put on the state's endangered species list. Biologist Tiffany Yap with the Center for Biological Diversity tells KNX the populations are struggling due to human development.
There are just all these threats that they face, and a lot of that is because of people. And so we think state protections would kind of improve their chances of survival and allow these big cats to remain on our landscape.
A landowner last month shot and killed a male mountain lion in the Santa Monica Mountains because the big cat had killed some of his livestock. He did so under a state-issued permit to do so. If the mountain lions are given protected status, those permits could be much harder to get.
The KNX All Local is updated multiple times a day. But for the latest news and traffic, listen live to KNX anytime on Alexa by saying, Alexa, play KNX 1070. You can also listen at KNX1070.com, radio.com, and KNX 1070 AM, news radio.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.